With about 2 weeks left to complete the census, North Dakota's response rate has reached nearly 92.8%.
64.5% of that is the self-response component, and then an additional 28.3% is enumerator collected data. So that's where individuals haven't responded to the census. They're going door to door.
Kevin Iverson directs the state census office at the Department of Commerce. He says the response rate is better than the national average.
The advantage we had in North Dakota is we started earlier. We started on July 30th, where most of the country did not start until August 11th. And so that two-week heads-up really aided us a great deal in getting ahead in terms of the non-response follow-up.
Iverson is encouraging those who have not been contacted door-to-door to self-respond.
Some people are bothered by somebody coming to the door. And the reality is if they don't, you know, if you don't answer the door, then the enumerators will gather the information somehow, some other way. And generally that's going into the neighbor's door and asking about you. So your neighbors don't know necessarily about your household nearly as well as you do. So it's certainly better that you respond and preferably self-respond, because people who self-respond, again, respond more accurately.
Iverson says if North Dakotans do not respond by the end of September, it could mean a loss of substantial federal dollars for the state of North Dakota.
About 320 different federal programs are driven by, the distribution is driven by the census count. And so even missing one person has an economic impact on us for the next decade.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.